Hi, everybody. Cindy Swanson with you on the Notes in the Key of Life podcast, Biggest Loser Update, and the final one of this season. Well, I finally belatedly was able to watch the Biggest Loser season finale, and since I've been commenting on it all season long, I thought I'd wrap it up with my final thoughts. First of all, I'm really glad Olivia won. To be honest, the sisters, Hannah and Olivia, weren't my favorites from the beginning. Although I'm all about sisterhood, their giddy comments and OMGs occasionally got on my nerves a little bit. But as the season progressed, I grew to really admire those two. Their all-out determination and gung-ho attitude and competitive spirits impressed me. It eventually became clear to me, just in recent weeks actually, that it was Olivia that I wanted to win it all. Now, I'm sure Hannah is an awesome girl, and kudos to her for all she's accomplished, and I think she looked lovely at the finale. But it just seemed to me that Olivia was a bit more mature, her spirit and attitude a bit more seasoned and balanced. I just felt that she would be a terrific spokeswoman for The Biggest Loser, so I was truly delighted when she won it all. Now, just a few random comments about the finale. Kind of off the top of my head. Congrats to Denny for winning the at-home competition. I always thought she was a sweet and lovely lady, and she certainly went the distance at home. Now, I read that Rulon was invited to appear at the finale, despite the fact that he had left the show voluntarily and couldn't be part of the at-home competition, but the show's producers apparently invited him and never heard back from him. Kind of weird. Rulon was never my favorite, but I would have liked to have seen him again on the finale. Is trainer Kara pregnant, or has she just been choosing clothes that really emphasize her slightly bulging tummy? My husband pointed it out on one of the last shows, and her dress really emphasized it at the finale, but nothing was said. In fact, it seemed Kara was rather slighted when it came to any attention given to the trainers. I've also read that Brett and Kara are not going to be back on the show. When they introduced Anna Kournikova, I assumed she would be replacing Jillian, but that the new trainers would be back. Bummer. I really grew to like Brett and Kara. Random question. Why do the returning female contestants feel the need to dress as skimpily as possible in some cases? I know they're proud to show off their new bodies, and I can understand that, but some of them should realize that everything isn't worthy of being displayed. In fact, some of the dresses that they choose can be downright unflattering. Now, by the way, I'm not talking about Olivia or even Hannah here. They looked amazingly toned in their dresses. But, you know, some of them just don't have pretty legs. Do you really need to display them in a miniskirt? And when trying on those strapless dresses, shouldn't the question, how is this going to make my arms look while I'm waving to the audience? Shouldn't that be a question to consider? Don't get me wrong. I totally applaud these women for accomplishing something that's very difficult. I admire them for it. And I can understand their justifiable pride in their new bodies. I'm just saying, maybe they don't need to bear quite as much as they do. End of mini rant. But all in all, despite its excesses, its manipulation of the audience, sometimes manufactured drama, The Biggest Loser remains one of my very favorite shows. I love the transformations that take place. I get inspired by the hard work and dedication of the contestants, and I end up truly caring about the participants. I already can't wait till the next season. So that's my final Biggest Loser update of the season. Thank you for joining me on the Notes in the Key of Life podcast. I'm Cindy Swanson.